This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Ricker, filling in for Mark Cox. And good morning to both of you. Kim, how are you this morning?
Good. Doing well.
I saw the story on Fox 2 this morning about a St. Louis woman who turned herself in after she fraudulently obtained $177,000 in tax refunds from the government. Isn't that a big red flag? You file your tax refund and... oh, you're getting a refund of $177,000. They'll never suspect a thing.
Don't you hate when that happens, when you accidentally do something like that? Shoot.
I'm not a tax expert, but I was reading some of the particulars to this. So she said she had a company. The company is named Yaya Floatiques LLC.
What is that?
And she claimed the company had 5 employees, when the company actually had no employees. So she filed 2 tax returns stating the employees had been paid $322,389 over the course of 2 quarters. Here's where I think the big red flag would be. If you're claiming you paid employees that much and taxes were not withheld for those, wouldn't you owe a ton of money? Like, so I would think that the government would look at that and say, oh, you have employees that you haven't withheld or filed any taxes for, or and they have no record of existing in paying taxes.
Well, it's up to the employees to do that.
Right. But what I'm saying, part of it, withholdings from the companies, unless they were contracted employees, which I'm guessing they were not, if she's claiming them as like salaried employees, the paper record would show that these employees were paying some taxes, which didn't exist. So you think the IRS would, with some of their sophisticated equipment, realize that none of this matches up. And they did, and they realized that 177 is a pretty high number for a tax return. There's a lot of people trying to rip the government off this around.
Especially the pandemic stuff. Well, they rip us off. But the pandemic, you know, really, I think, made people believe that they had every opportunity to do this. And it's funny because, thankfully, my husband is a CPA, and so he handles all of our taxes, which is a dream come true. Because I used to, like, have a breakdown every single time it would get close to April 15th, and I'd call my mom, like, I can't do this. I hated doing taxes. And it was very simple. It's not like I had some side hustle that I was doing, too. Like, it was very basic. And I would do, like, TurboTax or something, you know, and they make it pretty easy. But anyway... it's funny because I feel like I would panic being like, did I mess something up? Is the IRS going to come after me? And I see my friends saying that, too, who have still done their own taxes, who were panicked that they made some little mistake, like truly an accident, and that the IRS is going to come after them. And then you have people like this lady who, it seems, very intentionally defrauded the IRS. And they're like thinking, oh, you know, they're not going to catch me. No, they will. They will absolutely catch you.
They're going to find you. They are going to find you. So they did. And the indictment claims Brown's credits to the programs. Two treasury checks, because you filed two, because, you know, one wasn't enough. Two double fraud, and to be a little bit better, ended up being about $177,000. So she got it, and that's the way it goes. All right, let's do the short list, if we could.
The Mark Cox short list.
They hate government. Government's a barrier to people, a barrier to stop them from doing things. They want to destroy it. We are not letting them do it, and okay. We're united.
I love that the Democrats' leader, Chuck Schumer, on The View says, the government's a barrier and they want to destroy it. We're not going to let that happen. Meaning that's a pretty unpopular stance right now. We're going to stand. We are the government. We're here to help you. And we're not going to let you take us down is quite the stance of the Democratic Party.
So no matter what a judge
says, he's taking the side of a bunch of criminals.
He hasn't taken any side yet.
This is referring to the prisoners that were taken and deported. So the stance from GOP Representative Burchett is talking about how ridiculous is it that we're going through all this effort to stop a deportation of criminals. What is up with that? It's not a bad stance.
Now, in the immediate aftermath of the Trump election and Trump taking office, it's gone from 11 million people across the border illegally to just a trickle, as in just a handful of people.
Some of the numbers, that was Texas Governor Abbott saying that it went from about 3,000 crossings a day in El Paso at its peak down to 9 crossings a day. Under Donald Trump, 3,000 down to 9. It shows that having a combination of a secure border when it comes to the personnel and wall, plus policies that enforce immigration law, that works, and it's working under Donald Trump.
There are 261 reasons why Americans are safer tonight, because 261 of those monsters have been taken out of our country.
Pam Bondi. Is that something? We're talking about some pretty violent people. Now, I was looking at some of the court records and articles that were written about the deportations, and they say that's unseen how dangerous these people really were. But I would argue that if they were slated in for deportation to begin with, and they were known gang members, that we're probably better off as a country than not mingling with the general public and trying to find refuge within American people. I would say that we should probably be thankful that people that, by the way, are in the country illegally and are labeled as violent gang members are not allowed to act freely in the United States and wait for something bad to happen before we actually act on those deportation orders.
But we're a melting pot. We should allow all the criminals, the gang members to hang out. In fact, I think all of the people from the ACLU who are actively fighting against this, the liberal judges, all the lawyers, I think that it should be like a buddy system, and they almost foster the person. You know, they allow one of the Trendy, whatever their name is. What is it?
Yeah.
I know it's TDA.
I don't know.
Whatever. But they should allow one of the gang members to hang in, maybe hang out at their house. Maybe they make them dinner and they stay there for, you know, a month or so, and they can just bounce around from house to house. That seems fair, right? They think they should be in the country. They have nowhere to go. It's not safe for them to be wandering the streets trying to murder people. So invite them into your home. Make them a nice chili dinner.
So what you're saying, kind of like Alcohol Anonymous, where you have a sponsor.
I like that idea.
Oh man, I'm really itching to commit a violent crime, you know, maybe a sexual crime against children. I got to call my sponsor. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Hello, ACLU. I'm really feeling like I want to kill someone right now. And then they talk them down, kind of like an AA sponsor. Yeah, lots of temptation. And they go to meetings. So they have Gang Members Anonymous. They meet and they
Murderers
get bad
Anonymous.
Yeah, some cookies, Murderers
and if
Anonymous.
If they go a year without murdering someone, they get like a little, you know, something they get to like a necklace little charm or something like that. Like it's,
oh,
like,
it's
the,
like a coin.
Like the you know, I just watched, my son's obsessed with Finding Nemo, and Nemo, and you know, the big shark Bruce is like, fish are friends, not food, and they all say how long it's been since they have had fish. And it's like that. It's been 13 months since I've murdered anybody. Way to go, yeah. Bruce. Way to go.
Way to go. I could have got my hands on some fentanyl, but I decided not to sell it on the streets this time. Oh, thank goodness.
Way to go. Here's your charm.
So that's how the liberals want this to play out in the United States.
Well, it sounds like we've already had a solution to one of the biggest problems in our country, and it's only 6:16 in the morning, Ryan.
Yeah. Let's be not stupid here for a moment. They shouldn't have been allowed in the country to begin with. If this were Donald Trump's administration and they would have been found trying to enter the country, they would have been immediately detained and deported. They wouldn't have been allowed to go through a system to, you know, let's see if they're rehabilitated and telling the truth. These violent gang members that have committed these terrible atrocities in other countries, let's see if they're going to change their ways by the time they come here to the United States and they are not reading from a script that the Democrats told them to read from to try to prevent some of these deportations. No, you catch them. You get them back into their own country. If they want to try to enter legally, they go through the vetting process as opposed to letting it fester here in the United States and hope for the best that someone doesn't get hurt, an American citizen doesn't get hurt. So, right. Yeah, another thing here real quick. Oh, we're running out of time. We got to go. Maybe we'll save this for a little bit later. Coming up after the break, I do have some clips I want to play. Maybe we could talk about this because they're saying Donald Trump's abusing his power by doing this, by deporting illegal immigrants. So let's discuss that coming up. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Let's check.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
leaked out the very latest. Okay, Zelensky says Putin vows not to hit Ukraine's energy infrastructure at odds with reality. That's one of the latest. Apparently, Zelensky and Trump will talk today. Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on that and see how that plays out. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for Mark Cox. And we were talking about the deportations and the way that some of this works out. I want to play a couple of clips for you, Kim. We had these on the short list, but I think it might be worth playing the whole thing. So on CNN, there's a representative, Burchett. He's from the GOP and was discussing with their anchor about this court order, as in, hey, you should have turned these people around and you should not have deported them and used this method to deport. Let me just say this. Here's what I think is happening when it comes to just acting, and you know, the courts are going to do whatever the courts do. Donald Trump, as a person, rightfully feels that he has been unfairly prosecuted by the courts. Joe Biden, while he was in office, acted the same way. He's just going to unilaterally do things, and if the courts disagree, he's going to do it anyway, and eventually maybe the damage will already be done, or the action to the means of what he wanted to get done will already have gone through by the time the courts have ability to react on it. But he did this for political purposes, meaning he did it because, hey, you know, if we forgive a bunch of student loans, this will be good for our chances to be reelected. Or in some cases, you know, when Joe Biden was doing a lot of this, he was running for president of the United States. So he tried these things, and he did it for political gamesmanship. Donald Trump's in office. He really doesn't have a lot to gain because he's not going to be able to run for re-election. All he's doing is fulfilling some of the campaign promises that he made. And some of those campaign promises is we need to get rid of violent criminals that are here illegally in the United States. It's as simple as that. It seems about as common sense as it gets. They shouldn't have been allowed into the country to begin with. If they are in the country and they're known to be here, we are going to remove them from the country, and they're going to probably have to be denied again if they try to enter into the country on illegal means, because we got to make it very clear we're not going to stand for this anymore. So as he tries to deport people, which I believe he has the authority to do, a judge steps in, and Donald Trump, thinking, okay, they're going to fight me on everything I do, and this is the way the previous administration acted, we're just going to do it anyway. Donald Trump's looked at as a dictator for that. Joe Biden's not. But that's the type of MO that they tried to force on Donald Trump, because that fits their political narrative. And one of the representatives, Burchett, wanted to talk about just how ridiculous of a setup this is. Can we play that clip real quick, Carl? That is clip number six.
So no matter what a judge
he's taking the side of a bunch of criminals.
He hasn't taken any side yet. Congressman, he hasn't taken any side yet. All he's done is put a stay on the White House action here so that he can review their use of their novel use, frankly, of the Alien Enemies
Act. Oh, come on. These guys, listen. These guys, the difference between God and these judges is God knows he's not one of these judges. They're arrogant. They practice this type of thing all the time. And if you had a conservative one doing it, you all would be raising total hell.
You're taking the side of a bunch of murderers. All right, Kim, do you agree with Representative Burchett? Why are you taking the side of a bunch of murderers?
Well, don't we all want to take the side of a bunch of murderers? I'm just trying to think if there was this much. I'm sure there was, and I'm just forgetting about it. Was there this much pushback from judges when Biden was in office with everything he did? Again, I'm sure there was, and I just wasn't as aware of it as I am now. But it's like every little thing Trump is doing, he's getting pushback. Also, keep in mind, I guess, that Trump's taking a lot more action than Biden ever did.
Mm-hmm. Quickly. He's doing it in succession, one after another, and he's not wasting time. He's not out there ducking the press. He's out there answering questions from the press. So it's a whole different philosophy. I don't know if it's just we're going to do as much as we can in bulk and overload things, that it's going to take too much effort to prioritize the strategy of defense when it comes to some of these things, and that's why he's doing it so quickly. But I honestly believe that Donald Trump says, hey, I'm up there in age. This is my last chance. I'm the president of the United States. I want to do as much for my country as I possibly can. And he sees it as his duty as an American to try to put this country in a better place. And there's no reason to spread it out over 4 years. He wants to try to set things right immediately. I believe there is some of that going on. I do believe he very much loves his country. He believes his country is in duress. And he has the opportunity as the highest ranking and most powerful person in the world to change those things because he loves his country. I really, truly believe those things are happening. Now, he also comes from a private sector where you can unilaterally do things in the business world. And he understands that, you know, it's not the same, but he's going to do it anyway because he understands that no matter what he does, he's still going to find pushback.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no use in trying to negotiate with people that are going to fight you all of the way anyway. He's just going to throw as much as he can out there and try to get as much as he can done.
Yep. Get the train going, and it's hard to stop once you have a lot of momentum.
Yeah, I get that. Maybe that sets up J.D. Vance in the future. Do you think J.D. Vance possibly in 2028? There's a lot of people talking about that right now. Do you think him being there with Donald Trump, he's much different than a Pence.
Do you
think a J.D. Vance who goes on offense is now being primed for their next presidency?
I think he could win, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think he can, too. But I know it's early. Dom Savino, This Morning with Gordon Deal, joining us right after the break. Maybe. We hope so. On 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And we're continuing to watch the news, and I'm trying to figure out what is the next move here between Russia and Ukraine. Zelensky says Putin's vow not to hit Ukraine's energy infrastructure at odds with reality. Possibly part of it is that Russia still controls a nuclear power plant that was Ukrainian. So I would say unless they plan on reversing course on that, then I guess that would not meet reality. And I understand why Zelensky is skeptical. I mean, I would too, as a world leader and just were attacked. I wouldn't want to think the best of my enemy. I would also be very cautious. So this is a tough negotiation that they're in right now. I don't know if we'll hear anything this week, but the fact that they are at least going back and forth, I feel like this is a easier negotiation than Israel and Hamas. That's a tougher one.
Well, because you're dealing with true terrorists. Not that Russia hasn't done some things that are very, very questionable, but Hamas is a different level compared to Russia.
Yeah, their standpoint is the eradication of Jews, and they look at it as they are occupying this land. The Palestinians deserve it. Thus, anyone that is on that land needs to die so they can retake it. That's the standpoint you're negotiating with, and it's been like that for a long time. That's a little bit tougher. So Russia wants something different. And we're going to continue to monitor it this morning. And with time differences between Russia, Ukraine, and the United States, and Donald Trump being up 24/7, anything could happen at any time. So you're going to want to keep it right here. All right. Let's figure out what's going on with these markets, by the way. And there it is, This Morning with Gordon Deal. Dom Savino, is that who's joining us this morning?
Savino.
I'm
Savino.
So
there you go. It's a good Italian last name, guys.
It's like tomato, right?
Something like that, right?
Dom, my apologies. And there's been a lot of uncertainty. I think there's a decision by the Feds coming out, or the Fed coming out today when it comes to interest rates.
That's exactly right. Let me dive right into it. Then we'll start on Wall Street, where futures are slightly higher as the Fed gets set to make that decision on interest rates coming this afternoon. Investors expect policymakers to maintain rates at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. Stocks are coming off another down day, which saw the S&P 500 and NASDAQ each fall by more than 1%. President Trump will host top oil executives at the White House today as he charts plans to boost domestic energy production amid falling oil prices and brewing trade wars. Executives are expected to emphasize the need for oil prices to rise in order to support expanded production. The Social Security Administration is set to impose tighter identity proofing measures in an effort to limit fraudulent claims. Beginning March 31st, millions of recipients will be required to visit a Social Security field office in person to complete the verification process. They won't be able to interact with the agency over the phone. General Mills has slashed its estimates for yearly sales and profit. The parent company of Pillsbury, Betty Crocker, and Cheerios says it's being hit by increased competition from cheaper private label brands. That's amid today's high cost of living. And it's even after General Mills cut the price of some of its products, like refrigerated baked goods. And guys, a chip maker may be the one fielding your next order for chips and guac. The parent company of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut is teaming up with NVIDIA to accelerate the use of AI in its restaurants. Yum Brands says the collaboration will allow its fast food chains to employ AI-powered order taking, among other things. Yum is expected to launch that new technology in more than 500 restaurants by the summer. As long as they don't touch the recipe for the chalupa, I really don't care.
You know, I see a hack that people use in the drive-thru to try to get past those AI kind of encounters. Because, you know, you want to talk to someone and they're not there. You just order 1,000 tacos. I would like 1,000 tacos, please. And it confuses the system and they'll say, hold on a moment, we're going to connect you with someone. And then you get a live person after that.
That's like when you're trying to get a hold of a representative. I did this the other day with AT&T. And like, when would you like? Would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? And you just say, speak to representative, speak to representative, speak to representative, over and over and over again, obnoxiously. And finally, I think the system gets so irritated, they connect you.
That's what I do. I usually just say representative when I get annoyed of listening to the really, really dull waiting music you have to sit there and wait for.
Yep.
Isn't it great? Like all these electronic companies, and they've been heavily monitored on Wall Street because the ups and downs in NVIDIA and Intel and some of these other chip makers. We look at them for artificial intelligence and we want to try to look at how powerful they are and how they're going to bring us into the future. But the real life applications is they're going to take your Taco Bell order.
That's exactly it. As long as they know that I want the sauce on the side or the extra dressing, whatever it is, as long as it goes smoothly, I don't mind it.
The issue is not the order taking. Where they get it wrong is putting said order into the bag and handing you the correct food. So that's where I almost would rather have AI, because I actually think I might trust AI to do a better job of that than some of these employees, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, that awkward dance of going through your bag right in front of the person to make sure they didn't mess up your order, but trying to do it in a nice way. I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. I ain't moving until I find out that bag is right. I've been burned too many times. So real quick, Dom, are the Fed, are they going to keep interest rates? Are they going to stand pat, or do you think they might move today?
That's what everybody expects. The market is expecting policymakers to keep rates where they are once again. So it'll be 4.25% to 4.5%. And we will get some more guidance today about what the Fed expects itself to do through the rest of this calendar year.
Great. Dom Savino, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
This Morning with Gordon Deal. You can hear him on there. Very nice for him to join us. I hate these automated things. And, you know, I've used it at Taco Bell before, but I think they are trying to force the hand for you to download the app, order on there, and then just give them a number by the time you get up there.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to save time. And they give you incentives to do that. Taco Bell's terrible at their incentives. I mean, they're lousy. Wendy's and McDonald's give you fantastic incentives to download. See, I'm a connoisseur of fast food, as you can tell. And they really give you discounts. Like at McDonald's, I think they give you 10% off.
So every time?
If you use the app. Yeah, I think it's 10%.
Oh, so you have to order on the app and then you go pick it up? Or how does that work?
Yeah, you give them a code number when you get there. Do you have a code number? You just tell them it's like a 3 or 4 digit number or whatever. And it's like built into your, or you don't have to order it ahead of time. You could give them the code number that has your incentives built into your code. And then you tell them right through there. And then it just automatically applies the discounts. Mm-hmm. I would say, if it's not like 10%, sometimes they'll give you a free Happy Meal. Sometimes it's a free, you know, shake or something. But every time we go there, it's something. Same thing with Wendy's. Anytime we've gone there, there's been some incentive, and you can double stack incentives at Wendy's.
You know a lot about these incentives, Ryan. How often are you going to these fast food restaurants?
Well, when you got 4 kids and you're driving through, I get this. When it was just me and my wife, things were like, okay, set income, we can spend $15 and be happy. Mm-hmm. When you add 2 kids into the mix, now you're going 25. You're looking for incentives.
Well, it's expensive to go to. You go get a meal at a fast food restaurant, you're paying between $10 and $15, which to me is kind of a lot. I would expect to pay closer to like between $8 and $10.
And luckily, the apps don't ask you for tips, but it's only a matter of time before they start asking it.
Tired of that. I went and got my husband a coffee at Caldi's the other day, and it wasn't some like fancy mocha thing. It was literally black coffee. And I know it's not like they're programming it. The system automatically does that. But, you know, they hand you the little machine to put your card in and then ask the tip. And when they take it back, I'm sure they can see the amount, which is the same as what you initially paid, a.k.a. you didn't give them a tip. And I really work through that to not feel the guilt, because I get so agitated that all of these, like, I'm going to start being asked if I want to tip the dry cleaner and tip. It's like anybody who does anything, they expect a tip.
Yep,
unless you're giving me a free coffee, then I'm not going to tip you.
Yeah. Here's the line that I truly live by. If you're standing up when you give your order, then you don't have to tip. So if you're going to a counter to order and you're, you know, taking it to the table yourself or whatever it is, don't tip. But if you're sitting down and someone comes to you, then it's a different situation.
So I typically live by that. But what about a to-go order? Do you, if you're getting carry out somewhere? Okay, I sometimes will tip like a dollar or two.
My wife, she's like, I can't believe you don't do it. She's shamed. Like, she hopes she doesn't make eye contact with someone that works there.
Then let her order it.
Yeah, she hates it. She hates interacting with other people. She's afraid to call people, like businesses. She's like, I don't want to call them on the phone. She gets too nervous.
Oh, I love doing
that. Like, she's going to ever do that.
Oh, yeah. I don't like the whole, do you want to add a tip? And you know what? It's ridiculous. Like, when we take my son to get a haircut, it's already kind of expensive. He, you know, it's not like he has a ton of hair. And they'll be like, the program thing in there is, do you want a tip? It starts at like 20%. That's the lowest. It's like 20%, 25%, 34. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, I'm not kidding you when I tell you, I think it might go up to like 30%+ as a suggested tip. And so if you want to do, you know, a normal 20% tip, you have to do a custom amount. It's just ridiculous. And I think they know that people don't want to take the 1 second it's going to take to hit custom and type in the amount you want, because also that requires math, which a lot of people can't do. It's
I think this tipping point right around COVID for me, and I was never a huge fan of it, but I always tipped. And I never really tipped at coffee shops, because you go to the counter, you tell them what you want, you're already paying $6 or $7 for the drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like you need to tip someone if you're standing there and they're handing you a drink that they pour. And during COVID, I went to my favorite coffee shop, and I can't remember what it's called, in downtown St. Charles. And you get to the counter, and they turned the thing around and they asked me, how much would you like to tip? They didn't ask if I wanted it. They asked me how much I would like to tip. And that was the tipping point for me.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I told you hit zero and I don't do this. And you look them in the eye when you do it.
Because then they turn it around. They're probably going to, like, if you put nothing, they're probably going to have something pop up on the screen that says, like, shame. Like, shame, shame, shame. And like, that's the next step these places are going to take, because it's totally out of hand.
You like open your eyes really wide and you look at
them. Yeah, I did that.
Zero.
It is.
And then you get your
stupid
drink.
Like,
and when you go to pick it up, you know exactly. You tip zero because they don't do it. All right. And that really, I think a lot of Americans are on the same page. Mm-hmm. All right. We have another news coming up after the break. Is that right? I always love that segment. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, 97.1 FM Talk.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
a new jukebox musical is coming to Broadway. Fire and Rain, a new stage musical using the songs of James Taylor, is in early development with one of my favorite plays authors, Tracy Letts, who did August Osage County, penning an original story and direction by Good Night and Good Luck director David Cromer.
That'll be interesting.
Michelle Cox, very happy.
Yeah, big
she
fan.
She loves James Taylor.
Yeah, I actually like James Taylor. Not like I'm some huge fan, but I think his music is soothing.
I'm indifferent. I guess I don't understand the appeal of James Taylor. I understand why people like him, but I don't understand why they like him as much as they do.
First time I saw James Taylor, he dropped an F-bomb on stage.
And it was love at first sight.
Well, no, it was, you don't expect that from James Taylor. I'm like, well, this is not the show I expected.
Yeah. That it's kind of like weird. Mr. Rogers dropping one.
Oh my gosh, oh, if Mr. Rogers dropped one. Kids, put on your sweaters and your shoes and beep, 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 beep.
We're going to go down to the red light district today.
Oh my gosh, don't go there with Mr. Rogers.
No.
Don't ruin it.
John Anderson, lead singer of Yes, and the Band Geeks are coming back to town Sunday, July 13th, 7 o'clock at the Factory. Tickets go on sale this Friday. So the Band Geeks are nerds who recreate music to, like, down to the note. And then John Anderson heard these guys doing a Yes song, and he's like, I would like to tour with you guys. And I saw them at the Family Arena last time they were there, and it was really well done. because they're nerds and they do all the like prog rock Yes stuff from the early 70s. And so
They're a cover band, but
yes,
they're
but
very
they
technical.
They're a cover band, but they have the lead singer from the actual band.
That's cool.
So they're a Yes cover band with the lead singer of Yes.
Yes. Absolutely.
Then they're not a cover band.
All right, got it.
It doesn't make sense. They're
so
Yes,
the only
basically.
Person that actually was in Yes is John Anderson.
How many members of Yes were there?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I think Steve Hackett has the owns the name Yes right now. who hasn't been in the band in so long. They announced Lollapalooza yesterday. Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Luke Combs, Tyler, the Creator. That's going to be in Chicago July 31st through August 3rd, if you care about that.
Tyler, the Creator?
Yes. He's a rapper.
Hmm.
Oh.
And a creator.
I feel like I don't think I can name one song from any of those people.
Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo, you have children.
Yeah.
Definitely you can.
Nope. We don't let them listen to that.
Yeah, don't let them listen to some of their stuff. Oh my gosh, there's a
Sabrina Carpenter.
What is the image that's or video that's kind of going viral with Sabrina Carpenter? Weird.
She did a song with Dolly.
Okay, but there's some weird position that I will not describe it, but she's getting some pushback.
It's a sexual thing, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Don't believe that.
Pretty sure it's Sabrina Carpenter. I couldn't even pick half of them out in a crowd.
So, is she related to the Carpenters, that band?
Yes. Yeah. She's their great-granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
No, I made that up.
That could have been real or fake.
I made that up. Frontier Airlines is now offering free check bags to
yes.
Combat Southwest with the code
what?
Free bag.
Oh, if so you've ever code.
If you've ever flown Frontier, you already know this because you've gotten 75 emails about it. It's only for a limited time, but they might make it permanent. It's right now through the 24th for nonstops only from May 28th through August 18th.
Wait, so you have to
book... starts May 28th.
Yeah, what's up with May 28th? You have to book it. Did you
it's
say you
the
to
week
book it?
After Labor or Memorial Day?
Oh, okay.
That's gross.
Make it permanent.
We're flying Frontier to Disney, and we paid for our bag. Ugh.
Yeah, but Detroit is a hub for Frontier, so that's good for you. I had to go to Disney via Detroit once. Meh.
Ooh, you had to. That's the Bermuda Triangle of America, isn't it? St. Louis,
go north
Detroit
to
Orlando.
South.
All right, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Don't go anywhere. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.